Archaeologists describe Pompeii as the world's most important window on the ancient world. A bustling town of the Roman Empire, it was buried under meters of ash when the nearby volcano, Mount Vesuvius, erupted in AD 79. The buried ruins were discovered by accident 17 centuries later. Many of the villas, workshops and bathhouses were found largely intact. But experts warn all that is now at risk, thanks to Italy's economic crisis. In late October, an 8-square-meter section of a perimeter wall crumbled after heavy rain. A year earlier, the famous House of the Gladiators collapsed. Sal Cervoli is president of Italy's National Association of Archaeologists and has worked extensively at Pompeii.
We've received in the past few days and weeks new reports of antique structures collapsing in Pompeii. It happens every time funds become scarce.
Italy's president has called the damage a national disgrace. Opposition politicians blame the former government of Silvio Berlusconi for cutting heritage maintenance grants from $40 million to $25 million. The EU is offering to step in. European Commissioner member Johannes Hahn visited Pompeii shortly after the wall collapse.
We have an operational program for Italy named Cultural Heritage, and a certain significant part of this budget will now be used, 105 million euros, to start work here in Pompeii.
But archaeologist Sal Cervoli says such intermittent funding is the wrong approach.
What is needed is the same as for any owner of a house. Regular maintenance to keep the house in good condition, not merely remembering every 20 or 30 years to intervene.
Cervoli criticizes Pompeii's authorities for spending grants on marketing, not maintenance. In turn, the authorities blame the recent torrential rains in Italy for causing the damage. Those storms also damaged other famous monuments. Underground areas of Rome's Colosseum were flooded and some mortar fell from the walls. Parts of the Forum were also underwater. Sal Cervoli says funding cuts and a lack of maintenance are putting countless sites at risk.
In the last few years, there have been calls for emergency aid for the three most important historical sites in Italy, Pompeii, the Colosseum, and the Uffizi in Florence. Just think, if these three famous sites are in a state of emergency, then what condition would you find all the other architectural and historic sites in Italy?
With Italy's economy in crisis, Cervoli fears that the coming months will see even more frequent and serious damage to Italy's ancient heritage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Pompeii, Italy.